You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, BC. This radio is diverse, independent, and always yours. Check us out at cjsf.ca or search CJSF 90.1 FM on SoundCloud.
Welcome to Modern Jazz Today with your host Carrie Gaffney
and Jeff Williams,
where we will focus on the ever-evolving landscape of today's jazz, traversing the genre and presenting what's new, what's groundbreaking, and where it's happening, right here and only here on Modern Jazz Today. Welcome to another edition of Modern Jazz Today. We've got a lot of new music to get into. Let's start with Aki Rissanen. The album's called Hyper Real, and we'll check into the track Breezy. Then Bokani Dyer's got a new album called Radio Sechaba. We'll check into the track Move On. Let's dig in. Thank you.
gets crazy, you're caught up in the middle, being dragged from side to side in all directions. Please grant me wisdom to accept the things I cannot change and just move on. Life is just better when you move on. Just let it go and move on. Just let it go and move on. Days like this I'm searching, peace of mind uncertain. I need to free myself, a helpless situation. Fighting battles I unite. Open up and free your mind. Just let it go and release it out there. Out of the prisons of your mind. Just move on and be strong. Life is too short to worry. Don't try control it. Just move on and be strong. Life is too short to worry. Don't try control it. Just move on and be strong. Life is too short to worry. Don't try control it. Just move on.
Modern Jazz Today, where we play the artists that are making the jazz of today, with your host, Kerry Gaffney and Jeff Williams. Coming up next on the queue is Incontro Theme, a Latin jazz composition that blossoms from the extraordinary union of Grammy-nominated pianist Reginald Polycord and the Grammy-winning multi-instrumentalist Richard Bona. A piece that underscores their capacity to blend diverse musical styles into an exceptional mosaic. Hope you enjoy Incontro Theme.
Not only
got it tuned in to the Modern Jazz Show, Modern Jazz Today, where we play the artists that are making the jazz of today. We invite you to go visit our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. There you can find exclusive interviews, featured albums, and playlists. Speaking of playlists, up next on the playlist is the Maple Blues Band. From the album Let's Go, we are going to listen to Mate and Cry. Got it tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with your host Carrie Gaffney and Jeff Williams. It's time for a jazzitudinal moment. What is a jazzitudinal moment, you say? Well, we invite you to go visit our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. There you can find exclusive interviews, playlists, featured albums, and what a jazzitudinal moment is. Speaking of moments, here's our first jazzitudinal moment with Tenor for Dinner, which is a standout track from David Larson's album, The Ken Pawlowski Project. A vibrant tribute to the straight-ahead jazz of the 1950s. The song showcases Larson's versatile saxophone skills and draws upon the stylings of jazz icon Al Cohn, encapsulating the album's dream team collaboration between Larson, who takes the first solo, and fellow jazz maestro Ken Pawlowski, who takes the second solo. We hope you enjoy this jazzitudinal moment. Here's David Larson to tell you more.
Tenor for Dinner was written during the lockdown, and it was an homage to some of the great 1950s jazz composers and performers like Zoot Sims, Al Cohn, Jerry Mulligan, Stan Getz. I did my doctoral research on Jerry Mulligan, and so I'm really attuned to those kinds of sounds and have a really deep respect. And I've been listening to that music for years. The melody is based on some of the great Al Cohn compositions he wrote for the Al Cohn Zoot Sims Sextet and Quintet. And during lockdown, I was just writing and recording things by myself, but I didn't really have a band to work with. So when I was planning the project with Ken Pawlowski for the Pawlowski Project album, this gave me an opportunity to work with somebody who I knew really understood this music and really had a lot of love and respect for it. We were already playing some other Zoot Sims and Al Cohn music, and so this made a perfect complement for it. The melody has weaving interplay where the part one and part two will play off of each other in just these little kind of ways. And those little moments, like at the ends of phrases and during the bridge, really add a lot to the melody rather than it being a full-on duet where you'd have two parts of equal importance. The harmony is also a really fun kind of throwback to jazz the 1950s with sort of a American Songbook vibe that features some great chord substitutions, including flat sevens in place of five and a rhythm changes bridge. When we went to record this, Ken and I wanted to make it as organic as possible, so we basically did it in one take without a whole lot of conversation. We'd been performing a bit, and so we just went into the studio, counted the tune off, and sort of let it happen the way it was going to happen. And I think the results really came out spectacularly. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with Jeff Williams and Kerry Gaffney. Up next is Michael Blake. The album's called Dance of the Mystic Bliss. We'll check into the track Little Demons. Then Dan Pitt. His album's called Stages. We'll check into the compelling track 15 Minutes. Let's check it out.